Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome
to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has had meetings all over the world, where 100% of the people in attendance get physically healed. But what happens when an incurable disease goes into his home? Many people suffer needlessly. My guest says, no more. So, Art, you go to spirit-filled churches, they believe in healing, Pentecostal churches, you see a little bit, and then you get hit with really a chronic back condition. And so what was your first thought when you found out what was wrong with you?
Well, I believe God could heal. I just didn't know if he would. And, the doctor told me I was going to have surgery. I was going to have to go through all these things. So I just went along with it, took the pain medication I was supposed to take. He said, you're a little young for the surgery. But I didn't have a lot of hope that I would definitely be healed until the Lord started teaching me about healing ministry and I realized what was available.
What was wrong with your back?
Yeah, I had degenerative disc disease.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to lift more than 30 pounds. My back would go out 2 to 4 times a year. I'd be on strict bed rest 2 weeks at a time. And I was miserable all the time, constant chronic pain. But the healing happened in April 2011. I started healing ministry, however, in August 2009. So for a year and a half, I watched other people's backs get healed and watched them receive the miracle that I knew Jesus paid for me, and just had to persevere through that and hold fast to the truth that Jesus wanted it.
But a major, major key happened in your life when you went to heaven. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I had this one experience where I fell on my face. In my vision, I saw heaven. I fall on my face, and I was on this road that was just like reflective, really. And I saw my reflection, and I was so overwhelmed with the experience, I just looked at this reflection. I said, Jesus, I'm tired of seeing myself. I want to see you.
I want to see you.
And in that moment, my reflection spoke back, and he said, you do see me. And that's when I realized the reality of Galatians 2:20, that I was crucified with Christ. I no longer live. Christ lives in me. He's there. He's here. He's in all of us. So Paul said to the Corinthian church in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, he said that one of the reasons that there are weak and sick and even dead people among you is because you failed to discern the Lord's body. Now, he says this in the context of a teaching on communion, so yes. We easily go to the bread. Somehow I'm supposed to discern Jesus in there. But the context of 1 Corinthians, even that whole area, is we, the people, are the body of Christ, and we have to be walking in fellowship with each other. One of the problems we run into is, you know, people will drive for hours and hours to get to one of my meetings, but I'm like, I feel bad because I want to let them know, you know, you could have just reached out and touched the person who sits next to you in church every week. That's just as much the body of Jesus as anyone. 1 Corinthians 6 says that our bodies are members of Christ himself. Our bodies are members of Christ himself. That means I am a physical extension of Jesus, and so is every believer who the Spirit of God dwells inside of.
At your meetings, why do you tell one person to pray for another?
Yeah. So when I got into healing ministry, I started studying the scriptures, and I saw Jesus say things like in John 14:12, he said, everyone who believes in me will do the same things I've been doing. You know, these signs accompany those who believe. So I realized this was for everyone. In Acts chapter 5, all the believers were gathering together in Solomon's colonnade, and it says just a couple verses later that the people brought all the sick and demon-possessed, and all of them were healed. So there is a biblical precedent post-Jesus for 100% results, and it was happening as all the believers gathered and ministered to each other. So I just teach people how to do this, which really is just put your hand there and let Jesus do the heavy lifting, and then we turn them loose on each other and we watch what God does. I'm an ordinary believer, just like anybody.
You're telling me anyone can, that's an ordinary believer, can do what you as an ordinary believer do?
Absolutely. In fact, the first 25 years of my life, no miracles. And I prayed for lots of people to be healed. And all of a sudden, when I realized Jesus wants it, He paid for it, He wouldn't pay for something He didn't want, that it's something that's available in the Scriptures and that it's for all believers to do, I was like, oh, I'm out of excuses. There's nothing that I have to hold on to say, well, I can disqualify myself. If you believe, you fit the qualifications. If anyone says, I feel unworthy, they're right. There's no such thing as being worthy to minister miracles. There's no such thing as being worthy of anything in the Christian life. It's all about Jesus being worthy.
You've seen tens of thousands of miracles. So what happens to Art when he develops Crohn's disease?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting. The last time I was on your show, I was up the night before with cramping in my stomach, wondering, God, what is going on? How do I survive this thing? And I was struggling. I had come back from Africa and had some bleeding issues, and I was afraid, did I get a parasite or what? Well, it turns out I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease about a year later, and several months after that, I wrote a blog post on my website and told my readers, the only common denominator of all the miracles in the Gospels was somebody made contact with Jesus. And I said, you, if you're seeking a miracle, you need to make contact with Jesus. And here's the good news. Just as we were talking, we're the body of Christ. Grab the shirt sleeve of the person next to you at church this Sunday. And so I also said, now I want you to know I'm not speaking from some ivory tower telling you something that I don't understand. I'm in this with you. I've got Crohn's disease right now, and I'm struggling with the pain of it. Sometimes I'm laying hands on other people with my stomach twisted in knots. I said, but I'm going after this thing because Jesus deserves what He paid for. People hit reply on that email list.
Jesus deserves.
He deserves it.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Big distinction.
People hit reply on that email list, and they were writing to me saying the things that I had been teaching them to do. They're typing in there, Crohn's disease, leave in Jesus' name, be healed in Jesus' name. I'm reading these emails, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the moment for me to take my own advice. These are ordinary people. Nobody has a clue who they are. I don't know who they are. But that's the body of Jesus speaking to me right now. And I said, Jesus, I thank you for ministering to me right now. The very next day, 80% of the symptoms were gone. And by the end of the month, completely healed. And now it's been over a year.
Yeah. Now, you say, okay, but Art knows a lot. Do you know what he told me? His 2-year-old son can do it. If his 2-year-old son can do it, so can you. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
ISN. The It's Supernatural online network is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Yeah, you know, I was fascinated. And you know, the one thing you said that really hit me like a 2x4 is I would put my hand on someone and pray for them and kind of get the Holy Spirit to go through my hand into them. But you said something different.
Yeah, I was always raised with this idea. I don't think anyone ever taught it to me, but I thought that healing was something you learned yourself into. That you had to, like, learn techniques and figure out how to push power out your arm and all that. I discovered it is none of that. It's just my job is to do my part and only my part, to completely trust Jesus to do the rest. I don't have to think the right thought, feel the right feeling, say the right words, quote the right scriptures, claim the right promises, any of that. It's just take Jesus at his word. He said, you'll lay your hands on the sick and they'll recover.
Tell me about your 2-year-old son. Again,
yeah.
There's hope for me and you. This 2-year-old can do it.
My wife was playing in the living room with our 2 boys, and my 4-year-old was right between her knees on the floor, and she had her elbows on her knees, leaning forward, and that 4-year-old Joey popped up and hit her right in the nose. And I'm sitting in the dining room, and I heard this loud pop. And she reaches up, and she's got blood coming down her hands. And JJ, the 2-year-old, he hops up, runs over before I could get there, and says, Mommy, you okay? Touches her nose with his hand and said, Nose be healed, Jesus' name. The bleeding stops, the pain stops. She goes and looks in the mirror. There's no sign of a broken nose. All she had to do was clean the blood off her hands, and she was totally fine. Still to this day, no sign of a broken nose.
What a wonderful way to be raised. But something really beyond broken nose happened. Your wife goes into labor.
Yeah.
24 weeks,
yeah.
And you know that's not a cool thing to happen. Mm-hmm. What occurred?
Yeah, that's when she was in labor with Jeremiah, the JJ, the youngest. I was at the store, and she had had preterm labor with our first, and so we were kind of expecting, you know, to be careful. But she knew what labor felt like. And I'm at the grocery store, and she called me and said, I'm in labor. I said, are you serious? It hasn't been long. She said, yeah, I know, and the contractions are 5 minutes apart. I left my shopping cart there in the aisle, took off running for the car, drove as fast as I could to get home. Don't tell the police, but as I'm driving, I'm crying, sobbing in prayer. And I just said to the Lord out loud, I said, God, I can't do this. I'm not strong enough for this. And he spoke back to my spirit right in that moment. And he said, this is what I meant when I said, my power is made perfect in your weakness. This peace hit me. I realized, oh, I never was strong enough. It was never about that. I drive home the rest of the way in peace, still knowing it's a serious issue. And I hurried into the house. My wife is standing there in the kitchen with her hands backwards on the counter, having another contraction. And I knelt down on the floor, laid my hands on her stomach, and said, In Jesus' name, contractions stop now. That one stopped instantly. We grabbed the overnight bag, jumped in the car, drove a half hour to the hospital. She had 2 or 3 more contractions on the way, further and further apart. By the time we arrived, the contractions were done. They ran a bunch of tests. They said, we can't find anything wrong with you. We don't know what happened.
Why is it harder for even say a healing evangelist when they get hit with an incurable disease in their own home? I mean, that should be the easiest place. Why is it harder?
Really, honestly, the only blocks exist between our own ears. So we have these problems with how much we love our family member. And so we have these expectations like, uh-oh, I hope this works. Because if it doesn't, I have to go to bed with this person tonight, or I have to see them in the morning, you know? And we wonder, is it going to happen this time? Or we've been pursuing it for so long, like Proverbs 13 says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. This thing you've been believing for and pushing for so long gets put off and put off. Your heart can get sick, and you start to expect, well, didn't happen the last 37 times I laid hands on my spouse or my kid or whatever. Maybe it'll happen this time, probably not. I'll just expect it in the future. And it's hard to talk about how to persevere without setting people up with an expectation that they'll have to persevere. And so we end up trying, we see nothing, we don't know what to do after that. It is possible to persevere, but it's also possible to expect it right here, right now. And that's what we have to expect every single time we minister to our family.
Okay, I heard what you said. But I want you to talk to someone that for 20 years has been dealing with a chronic problem, and I don't even know if they believe anymore.
Right.
Talk to them.
First things first, you're doing everything right. You're doing everything right. The only bit, this is the thing, people ask me, is it okay if I minister healing to myself? I say, absolutely.
Talk eyeball time.
Yeah, there's nothing in Scripture that tells you that you can't minister healing to yourself. Okay? However, there's also not a prescription that says you have to. In other words, if you're trying and you're not seeing results, don't feel bad. It wasn't, the weight of responsibility wasn't on your shoulders to begin with. So the only prescription for a sick believer is found in James 5, which is to go to other mature believers and have them minister to you. So my job as a believer, my job as a sick person, is really to contend as much as I can, to do whatever it is I know I can do. But remember, I can't earn a healing. There's nothing I can do that's going to accomplish more than what Jesus already did. He did all the work. It is finished. That's the truth. So I have to bank on that. I have to hold on to that truth and just keep persevering. Jesus said, everyone who seeks finds, everyone who knocks, the door's open. The only way that that doesn't happen is if I stop knocking, I stop seeking, I stop asking. There has to be perseverance. Now, beyond all that, I would encourage you, when you're seeking healing, you're seeking for Jesus to receive what he paid for. That means that seeking healing is an act of worship, whether you're seeking your own healing or seeking someone else's healing. And it's a form of worship that only exists in this world. You're not going to have that on the other side of eternity because you're going to be well. Everybody's fine there. But right now, you have a very valuable form of worship that is meaningful to the Lord. It's dear to his heart. You know, Matthew 25, Jesus talks about this parable of separating sheep from goats, and he's talking about the final judgment. And he says, he says to the sheep, I was sick and you cared for me, or you looked after me. He didn't say, I was sick and you healed me. See, when I stand before the Lord at the end of time, I'm not going to have to answer for whether or not I ever worked a miracle. In fact, the people who pointed at their miracles for their justification, he says, I never knew you. What I will have to answer for is whether or not I loved. And so people who have someone who is in a chronic condition and they're not healed yet know that the greatest and most important thing to the Lord's heart is the fact that you are loving and you're caring and you're going out of your way to take care of that person.
I want Art to pray when we come back. Number one, I believe God's going to operate through words of knowledge for your healing. I mean, he's had many, many meetings where 100% have been healed. But I also want him to pray that you have all these barriers come off and you start fresh for the greatest move of God's Spirit in history. God thinks enough about you. He had you born for this big wrap-up move of his Spirit. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Art Thomas' brand new book, Healing Miracles for Your Family, plus his three-part audio CD teaching Healing Miracles for Everyone. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9475. In his brand new book, Art Thomas will teach you practical principles for overcoming the unique challenges of receiving your own miracle and ministering healing to the people you love. Through this book, you will learn how to overcome unhealthy motivations, emotions, and concerns. How to seek God for a miracle without wearing yourself out. Understand that Jesus paid the price for you and your loved one's healing. Know for sure that Jesus wants you and your loved ones to be healed even more than you do. Learn how to contend for your miracle, healing, or breakthrough. Find out how to partner with God for your own healing and for that of others.
I've seen thousands of miracles over the last few years alone. And it's through ordinary believers doing the things Jesus said they would do. He said, greater works than these you will do because I'm going to the Father.
Through his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, you will learn about receiving and ministering supernatural healing. On disc one, Healing is God's Will, you will be taught a biblical overview of God's will to heal, including answers to common objections. On disc two, Healing Ministry Made Simple, you will understand how to simplify healing ministry so that you can participate with confidence and faith and see results. On disc three, Maturing in Healing Ministry, you will receive powerful insights about growing your relationship with Jesus and witnessing greater results than ever before. Art Thomas prays for you on each CD for God to heal you and for you to receive the anointing to successfully pray for others to receive their healing.
If you could just sit under this teaching, I want you to be normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Don't miss out on getting getting Art Thomas' brand new book, Healing Miracles for Your Family, plus his three-part audio CD teaching, Healing Miracles for Everyone, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9475. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9475 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Art, you talk about a lot about mental barriers. Give us some examples.
Yeah, I mean, we already talked about the hope deferred thing that right. happens to so many of us. Another one is judging people based on their merit. And that could be in the positive or the negative. You know, sometimes we come at this saying, you know, Lord, this person's been so faithful. They've loved you so many years. They're such a faithful minister, whatever. What we're really doing is saying, God, don't you see all the wonderful things they did to earn their healing? And our emphasis is all on their action and not Jesus's action. It also works in the negative. It's like with your family, it's a lot harder. When I'm on the street.
When you know they're in sin.
Oh, goodness.
They're backslidden.
Yeah.
So you say, God, you'd never heal them.
If I'm on the street and someone says to me, I've got diabetes, I'm like, come on, diabetes, get out, pancreas function well, right? When your loved one that you know and you know their lifestyle says, I got diabetes, you're thinking, lay off the Twinkies, man. It's your own fault, right? Yeah.
So all right, you know that. Let's suppose you know someone's even in sin. You know that.
Yeah.
How does it affect you praying?
Well, it's not about me. It's not about them. James 5 says that the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he's sinned, he'll be forgiven. So there's a provision there. If their sickness came as a result of sin, the forgiveness is automatic. It happens right away.
Now, many people say it's a lack of faith if you go to a doctor. It's a lack of faith if you take medicine. What do you say?
Well, first of all, the irony is, if I don't believe it's God's will to heal, then why am I going to the doctor? That's fighting against God's will. So medicine is only going to work with a theology that says God wants me well.
What do I say to the people that write me often? Maybe it's you. Okay, you believe in healing, Sid. Why do you wear glasses?
You know, my experience should not trump what the scripture says. So, we can make a theology out of the things we haven't seen, or we can make a theology out of Jesus who perfectly revealed the Father. And I think that makes a lot more sense. So like I said, I was struggling with degenerative disc disease for a year and a half, watching other people get healed until I had my own miracle. What I say is, listen, what I'm telling you, what I'm believing, what I'm preaching is what the Word of God says, regardless of my experience. I refuse to be a disciple of disappointment because then I can only reproduce disappointment. I have to be a disciple of Jesus so that I can reproduce Jesus.
I want you to reach deep and pray whatever the Spirit of God tells you to.
Right now, I'm seeing a picture of a right arm, and I'm actually, there's a green sleeve around it. I'm not sure if that means anything to someone who's watching right now, but whatever it is that's going on with your right arm, I speak life and wholeness to it right now in Jesus' name, and just try to move that, see if anything's changed. I'm also hearing hearing loss, specifically left ear, but really Jesus paid the price for both ears. So if you've got hearing loss of any kind, I tell those ears to open up right now in Jesus' name. Throat conditions. In fact, there's like throat cancer, some sort of laryngitis or something, things that are going on in the throat. We tell those things to stop. A thyroid. There's like a nodule on someone's thyroid that's been swollen up, and we tell that to shrivel up right now. Peace to you in Jesus' name. If anyone has Crohn's disease like I used to have, we tell Crohn's to get out and never come back. I speak peace to your digestive system right now. Every sickness, every disease, every spirit of infirmity, I tell you to leave and never come back in the name of Jesus. Now, if you can safely do it, test out those conditions, try to do something you couldn't do, and let us know what happens.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You are going to not look back anymore. I can tell you that it's a new beginning for you. God is pure love. And he wants you to know him, and have Jesus come inside of you and be your Lord and say, Lord, I want to have experiential knowledge of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever asked questions like these? Why hasn't God healed me? Why are my prayers ineffective when I ask God to heal others? Art Thomas is a missionary evangelist who has trained tens of thousands to minister healing in Jesus' name worldwide. Now, Art wants to teach you everything God has downloaded to him so you too can minister healing to others.
I lived the first 25 years of my life seeking miracles, believing in miracles, but never actually seeing it. I decided, all right, I'm going after this thing, and I started to see miracles.
Call now and get Art Thomas' brand new book, Healing Miracles for Your Family, plus his three-part audio CD teaching, Healing Miracles for Everyone. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9475. In his brand new book, Art Thomas will teach you practical principles for overcoming the unique challenges of receiving your own miracle and ministering healing to the people you love. Through this book, you will learn how to overcome unhealthy motivations, emotions, and concerns, how to seek God for a miracle without wearing yourself out. Understand that Jesus paid the price for you and your loved one's healing. Know for sure that Jesus wants you and your loved ones to be healed even more than you do. Learn how to contend for your miracle, healing, or breakthrough. Find out how to partner with God for your own healing and for that of others.
I've seen thousands of miracles over the last few years alone. And it's through ordinary believers doing the things Jesus said they would do. He said, greater works than these you will do because I'm going to the Father.
Through his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, you will learn about receiving and ministering supernatural healing. On disc one, Healing is God's Will, you will be taught a biblical overview of God's will to heal, including answers to common objections. On disc two, Healing Ministry Made Simple, you will understand how to simplify healing ministry so that you can participate with confidence and faith and see results. On disc three, Maturing in Healing Ministry, you will receive powerful insights about growing your relationship with Jesus and witnessing greater results than ever before. Art Thomas prays for you on each CD for God to heal you and for you to receive the anointing to successfully pray for others to receive their healing.
I've seen people step up and say, you know, I've been believing for this miracle for 50 years. And nothing's ever happened, and now I'm seeing it.
If you could just sit under this teaching, I won't guarantee it, but God guarantees it. God says those who believe in the name of Jesus will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That sounds like a guarantee to me. So his brand new book, Healing Miracles for Your Family, and our exclusive 3-CD set, Healing Miracles for Everyone. I want you to be normal as defined by the Bible.
Don't miss out on getting Art Thomas' brand new book, Healing Miracles for Your Family, plus his three-part audio CD teaching, Healing Miracles for Everyone, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9475. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9475 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Hello, I'm Pastor Rob Parsley, and I'll be sharing the most important message I've ever delivered on the end times right here on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. Join us.